This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Forever Whip, Permit Renewal Comment Period Extended. In response to complaints by CCNS and Deborah Reed that the pre-submittal permit renewal application was not easily accessible on its website, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, has agreed to extend the public comment period to Thursday, February 20th. Senator Tom Udall's staff also requested the extension of time. A sample comment letter you can use is available at nuclearactive.org. WIP is required to hold a public meeting to discuss its draft application prior to submitting its final application to the New Mexico Environment Department at the end of March. During the Santa Fe public meeting, CCNS pointed to the confusion about the location of the draft application on the WIP website and requested that it be placed on the homepage. Despite assurances from WIP that a link would be added to the homepage, that did not occur until after written complaints were filed and the comment period expired. Some of the WIP issues to be resolved in the permit renewal include, first, the Department of Energy, DOE, the owner of WIP, wants the Environment Department to allow the site to receive plutonium-contaminated or transuranic waste until 2052 or 2080 or essentially forever. The current permit states disposal operations will end in 2024. DOE promised the people of New Mexico that WIP would dispose of waste for 25 years and then close. Second, the Federal Land Withdrawal Act of 1992 limits WIP to up to 6.2 million cubic feet of transuranic waste and prohibits any high-level waste or commercial waste because Congress and New Mexico have always agreed, and DOE used to agree, that WIP has a limited capacity, a limited operating lifetime, and that additional waste repositories would be built elsewhere. Third, DOE has submitted a request for a temporary authorization to the Environment Department for a new shaft into the waste disposal area, which is 2,150 feet below ground surface. The proposed shaft would allow new underground rooms that could more than double the disposal area because the existing permitted panels will be filled in a few years. Fourth, DOE and its contractor, Nuclear Waste Partnership, have clearly demonstrated that they cannot operate WIP in the quote-unquote start clean, stay clean manner, as stated in the permit, as the site was closed to waste disposal for 3 years following the February 2014 fire and radiation release. Fifth, the renewal application does not include adequate human exposure information as required by the regulations. Only air releases are described. And DOE has provided almost no information in Spanish about this permit renewal, making it impossible for many Spanish speakers to be fully informed about the proposed changes. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.